Merci beaucoup. Lord Tomlinson, vous avez la parole.
Thank you very much, Lord Tomlinson.
Mr. President, Mr. Jagland, earlier in your speech you said, and I quote, "We want to help our member states rather than just reporting on them." Now, the situation in Hungary has been brought about by the present government, and it's a serious threat to parliamentary democracy, to human rights, and to the rule of law. What I want to know is, do you share the concern that exists in this parliamentary assembly, shown by a majority vote this morning, but because of our rules not quite sufficient to get the debate, do you share that concern about the situation which shames us all, and what do you propose to do to further help Hungary return to the standards that we expect in democratic Europe?
Yes, I do share the concerns. That is why I 1 year ago traveled to Budapest. I had a meeting with the foreign minister there and other members of the government. I said to them, why not work with our instruments? At the time, it was about the constitution. They accepted, and the Venice Commission made many recommendations to the government. Some of them were taken into consideration, others not. All these organic laws were passed in the parliament. And again, we were very concerned on a number of issues. For instance, when it comes to the definition of the role of the media in one of these laws, which says that the media have the obligation to report in a balanced way, which is contrary to the standards we have in Europe, namely that each and every paper or each and every broadcasting do not have the right the obligation to report in a balanced way. It is the pluralism of the media which gives us a balanced view of the situation in the society. So this is a main concern, and other things also in this law. We have concerns regarding religious freedom, because many churches have been excluded from the list that has been recognized by the government. We are concerned with particular issues related to the judiciary and to electoral law. We have been in touch with the Hungarian government about it, and last Friday, a few days ago, I got a letter from Foreign Minister Martoni saying that he would like to have a dialogue with us on these matters. And by the way, you should know, as I said in my speech, the European Union has actually only limited competence in and not competence in these major issues which I mentioned. And that is why President Barroso, and it proves how important it is to have this partnership with the European Union, which I talked about earlier. When he was in the European Parliament, he referred to the European Convention and to the Council of Europe when it comes to issues where they don't have competence. So on the basis of this, I hope we can achieve something. It is, of course, important to report and to monitor. But on the basis of the reports and monitoring, we need to pick up the real issues and discuss them and offer our assistance in order to do something which on what we are complaining about. That was my major point, and I'm sure that you agree on this. Thank you.